So the General Assembly session is up and running. Lawmakers are going full steam in Richmond, and Michael Pope is here to break it down. Thanks for joining us, Michael.
Thank you.
So cue the disco music, Michael, because the 1970s are back again in a big way. Lawmakers are moving forward with the Equal Rights Amendment.
That's right. You know, Richard Nixon was in the White House when lawmakers first started considering the ERA. Linwood Houlton was in Virginia's executive mansion when Congress sent the ERA to the states for ratification. And now the Virginia State Senate has approved the ERA with Republican support. In fact, it was a Republican sponsor of the bill, State Senator Glenn Sturtevant of Richmond. Now, after that vote, I spoke with Senator Jennifer Boyce, and she was thrilled by the vote on the Senate side. But then she recalled what happened last year on the House side, where she says it's going to have a very tough time.
It did last year. I served on the Privileges and Elections Committee, and the chairman would not give it a hearing. I'm hopeful that he will have a different sensibility this year.
Now, opponents of the ERA said the deadline has already run out. It ran out a long time ago, so this whole conversation is kind of a moot point from their perspective. Here's State Senator Dick Black of Leesburg reacting after the Senate vote.
Even if Virginia passes it, the Supreme Court has ruled that it is dead, and I do not anticipate that they will resurrected. I think if they want to do something with it, they're going to have to start from scratch.
Now, opinions are divided on that, of course, and the chairman of the House Privileges and Election Committee has not yet said how he'll handle it, whether or not he'll hear it in committee or just rule it out of order. So we don't even know if it's going to get to the House floor for a vote.
Well, that's not the only thing lawmakers are at odds over. Apparently, the minimum wage is causing some amount of infighting among lawmakers. What's happening with that?
Well, this is a classic partisan battle here. Governor Northam campaigned on raising the minimum wage, but Republicans have been strongly opposed to that idea. During a Senate committee meeting, lawmakers heard from workers who have a hard time making ends meet on the current minimum wage in Virginia, which is only $7.25 an hour. That's among the lowest in the country. One of the folks they heard from was home health care worker Thomasine Wilson.
If you go to the store, you see things cost more. You can't go to the store with $15,000 to provide for a family with children, husband, wife, kids, even a single person. I can't manage by myself with the money that is being paid now, and I don't want to work three or four jobs.
Now, business groups are strongly opposed to raising the minimum wage or even doing anything that might lead to raising the minimum wage. Like, for example, removing one of the sections in the code that has old Jim Crow language. Opponents call that language racist. The language creates an exemption to the minimum wage for low-wage workers like shoeshine boys, ushers, and doormen. Here's State Senator Dick Sasslaw asking a business leader about her opposition to the bill.
You don't think those people should make the minimum wage. You think they should be paid a lot less.
I've never said that's not what I have said.
That's Nicole Riley with the National Federation of Independent Businesses.
I have said that my only concern is what this could become down the road.
What could it become?
There could be an amendment that deals with raising Virginia's minimum wage, which that we have opposed.
In a surprising move, the bill to raise the minimum wage actually passed the GOP-led Senate committee with two Republican votes. Now, that bill raises the minimum wage to $10 an hour this summer, and it'll eventually go up to $15 an hour 2 years from now, if successful. But the parlor games here in Richmond are flying fast and furious. Some people are speculating the Republicans are actually approving this because they could drive a wedge between the business groups and Democrats. Other potential theories are that they want to take it off the table as an election year issue. Then again, it could be that they voted in favor of it because they actually support it.
Does that ever happen at the Capitol?
Well, yes, that's what the lawmakers say after the voting is over.
Well, you'll keep us up to date with the goings on there in Richmond, Michael, I am sure.
Will do.